First, I'm going to begin with good news this morning. I know you come to hear to church to hear good news, right? We have some new members this morning. Alex, Jessica McCoy have decided to place their membership with us, and their little ones, who aren't members yet, but they'll be coming with them, Abigail and Eleanor. So we're, you guys just, maybe one of you could stand up, who doesn't have the other. Cousins of the other McGoys over here, and son and daughter-in-law of David and Lindy. So we're thrilled you guys are here. We're looking forward. They've even told me we want to get to work. So that's the kind of members we like. We're looking forward to it. But now I want to talk about bad news this morning. Bad news that we need to avoid. When you stop to think about the different avenues of communication that we have today, I mean, it's incredible. There's magazine, newspaper, television, radio, there's internet, there's telephone, there's cell phone, there's email, there's text, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram. What else? What am I missing? Snapchat. Any other forms? Vocal. Yes. Oh, yeah. Vocal. That's right. I was getting to that. We can communicate through the written word, the spoken word, which is the vocal part, sign language, braille, and even our actions. I mean, there's an incredible number of ways we can communicate with each other today. And here's the catch. I'm not sure we fully realize just how powerful communication is. In the narrative that Max read for us, the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, at that point in history, it said there was only one language. And it indicates that the people on the earth at that time migrated to the east, to a plain in Babylonia, and decided to settle in that land rather than to multiply and fill the earth as Noah and his family were instructed to do by God. So they settled in this land of Babylonia, and they wanted to build a city and a tower that it says reached up to the heavens to make a name for themselves. And so this was kind of a prideful endeavor. Maybe it was out of protection, I don't know, but it sounds like a very prideful endeavor. And so the Lord said in Genesis 11, verse 6, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them." I mean, that is a testimony to the power of communication. The power of communication, like anything else, can be used for good or can be used for harm. Megan Meyer was a 14-year-old middle schooler who had a MySpace account. That was a few years ago. I don't know if you can still create those accounts or not. It's kind of like a Facebook account. She friended a 16-year-old boy by the name of Josh Evans, and they started communicating back and forth on MySpace. And Josh started posting negative comments about Megan. And of course, everybody can see these. All the friends can see these posts. And he started posting negative information about Megan, and she became so distraught over this that she hung herself in her bedroom. The wisdom of Proverbs alerts us to the negative power of communication. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure seeing a lot of it in our country today. Proverbs 16:28 reads, "A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends." Whisperer is defined as a gossip or slander. Somebody who slanders someone else. And notice the first phrase. It is a dishonest person who engages in this behavior. A whisperer or a gossip is a dishonest person. A gossip or slander communicates information to another person that is damaging to a person's reputation. Most of us remember the false proverb, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. That's what I used to say when I was a kid. Some people say, but words can never hurt me. But you know that's not true. That's a false proverb. Not only can words hurt you, harm a person's life, but they can also harm the community. We live in a world now where fake news is real, pun intended. And it's been around for a long time, but it has been labeled as such over the past couple of years. Years ago, I heard the proverb, you can't believe everything you read. And it's true, because some people rely on second or third hand information, and other people just have some kind of an agenda. When gossip stops, however, the community is strengthened. Proverbs 26:20, for lack of wood, a fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. So that verse reveals that talking about others in negative ways promotes strife. It promotes division. Progressive insurance. Anybody in here have progressive insurance? No? Okay. Then I can talk about it. Progressive insurance has this little gadget that you can plug into your car that kind of monitors how you drive. You know, if you accelerate very quickly, or you stop quickly, you know, it just monitors your speed and so forth and how you drive. And supposedly, the purpose of it is to possibly save you money if you're, you know, a really safe driver. I think it would be interesting if we had a little gadget or maybe an app on our phones to find out what percentage of our conversation has to do with ourselves and how much it has to do with others. I know some people think, well, you know, how can you help others if you can't, you know, relay information? But if you really want to help someone, if you really want to help, it's better to talk to someone than about someone. Sometimes we rationalize our conversations, you know, when we're sharing information about somebody else, you know, we say things like, oh, isn't that a shame? You know, if we communicate something negative, isn't that a shame? You know, I wish that were not happening, or something sympathetic like, oh, I feel so sorry for that person. That's really not helpful to that person of whom you're speaking. What we have to do before we pass information on to someone else about another person is first ask ourselves a couple of questions. The first question to ask is, do I know for sure this information is true? Did you hear it firsthand? Or did you hear it secondhand? Or did you hear it third hand? If you don't know for certain whether the information is true or not, then it would be inappropriate, even sinful, to pass it along to someone else. In the news world, I guess you could call it, that's like verifying your sources, I suppose. And gossip is typically based on second or third hand knowledge, which is not reliable. Most of us, when we were little, we played the gossip game. Do you remember that? You know, where you had a whole row of people, and you tell the first person something, and they tell the next person, they tell the next person. By the time it gets to the end, it's totally different from the original. You know, that's the problem with passing on information. We put our own spin on it at times. If the information has been verified and it's true, the second question we need to ask ourselves is, if this were being told about me, would I want this information to be shared with others? Proverbs 10, verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. If you share information about someone, do you share it with their best interest at heart or your best interest at heart? Because we're all guilty of wanting to look good in the eyes of others, or wanting someone else to look bad in the eyes of others, which makes us look better. Proverbs 11:13 teaches, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. So are you trustworthy? Can you keep a secret? You know, if you love someone, isn't it normal and natural that you want to protect them? So keeping information to yourself is a way to protect other people. The author of Proverbs reveals a human condition that really is not very flattering. Proverbs 18, verse 8, the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. In other words, we enjoy, we like negative information about others. Isn't that sad? Is it because we're so insecure about ourselves? You know, is it to make us look better in the eyes of others? Or is it just because we like a juicy story about someone? And we don't just enjoy hearing it. We enjoy telling it. Three ministers gathered to form a support group. After several weeks, you know, building trust with one another, they began to share some of their deepest and darkest thoughts. And so the first minister shared that he was having problems with gambling. And he was often tempted to take a few dollars, to borrow a few dollars out of the church contribution. The second minister said he was having a little problem with drinking, and he was afraid that his congregation would find out about that. And the third minister quickly piped up and said, I have a problem with gossip, and I can't wait to get out of here. Paul wrote to the Philippians, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. You've heard that verse many times. Does not gossip and slander stem sort of from rivalry and conceit? I mean, slander is especially egregious because it has to do with passing false information about someone. It's an attempt to injure someone's reputation. And with Facebook and Twitter and the other media outlets, I mean, it can do more than just injure someone's reputation, as I shared with you earlier what happened to Meghan Meyer. And Proverbs, it reveals some additional information about why this happens. Proverbs 9:7, whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. You know, some people cannot handle correction or constructive criticism. And as a result, the one who attempts to correct is verbally attacked, verbally slandered, verbally abused, or worse. That's what happened to Jesus. You know, he corrected the Pharisees on occasion. And they didn't like it. And so they slandered him at his trial. They lied about the things that he said. They distorted the truth of his words. You know, we say we love one another, but really our actions reveal the truth. On the other hand, some may be a little too quick to correct or criticize. That's another problem. Proverbs 25:8 addresses that. It says, because of something you have seen, do not quickly take someone to court. What will you do later when your neighbor proves you wrong? If you have an argument with your neighbor, don't tell other people what was said. Whoever hears it might shame you, and you might not ever be respected again. You know, oftentimes, we don't know the whole story. You know, in fact, rarely do we know the whole story. And if we pass that information on to someone else before going to that person in question, not only can we injure a brother or sister's reputation, but we can bring shame upon ourselves as well. If we really have the other person's best interest at heart, which is what love does, we share it with them and not with someone else. If you're not willing to go to them cannot for some reason, then just keep it to yourself. Keep it covered. Otherwise, you may be the one whose reputation is injured. Proverbs 30, verse 10. Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. So slander and gossip, it's not only bad, but it can not only hurt others, but it can also hurt you as well. And that's another reason to, of course, abstain from it. Don't allow yourself to become a tool of Satan. Slander and gossip are two of Satan's means of destroying relationships and destroying community. Scripture teaches that we're not even to associate with people who gossip. Proverbs 20:19, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a simple babbler. So we kind of all need to join the secret service. You know, if you know what I mean, we should develop the habit of protecting each other. I mean, we're brothers and sisters, right? As our children got old, when our children were little, they would tattle on one another. You know, and that wasn't so bad because we figure out what they were doing. You know, that gave us a little information and we could, you know, correct that behavior or punish the appropriate person. But they got smart. They got a little older. They stopped tattling on each other. They made this little pact between each other that they wouldn't tell what one was doing if the other wouldn't tell what the other was doing. And I didn't like that. Because they got away with a lot of things that probably we still don't know about. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. All of us. So every one of us can find something negative about a brother or sister. Or we may hear something negative about a brother or sister. Should we be the paparazzi? Or should we be the Secret Service? Scripture is pretty clear that we are to become the Secret Service and offer protection. We train our children to whisper at church at a very young age. Unfortunately, some children grow up and they don't stop whispering. You've probably heard this before. It's a quote. Admiral Hyman Rickover once said, "Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people." Communication is powerful. Let's use it in a positive way to build people up. Let's tap into that power. But in a positive way, to spur one another on to love and good works. Let's use it to share the gospel. Let's use it to encourage one another and build one another up so that we have a stronger community here. You know, we don't have a lot of rules under the new covenant. The law has been condensed into two commands: love God and love one another. That's pretty much covers everything. That fulfills the law according to Jesus. So let's practice those two. Love God and love one another. And let's get really, really good at that. On your communication card this morning, I encourage you to take the next step. Memorize Proverbs 26:20. For lack of wood, a fire goes out, and where there is no whispering, quarreling ceases. Read Genesis 11:1-9 again about just how powerful communication is. And accept the Secret Service challenge. And I don't mean to go around secretly talking about other people. That's not what I'm talking about in the Secret Service. I'm talking about protecting each other by not passing along negative information that may or may not be true. Even if it's true, it really doesn't help to pass it on. The Bible teaches that most of the people who have lived and will live in this world are not going to spend eternity in heaven. That's pretty sad. Most of the people living will not spend eternity in heaven. And the saddest part of that is it's going to be their own fault. Because He's made it possible for everyone to go to heaven. And He wants you to be in heaven with Him. That's why He created you in the first place. So much so that He died. He suffered to make that possible. But He's not going to force you. He's not going to drag you kicking and screaming. He's going to let you decide, heaven or hell. It's your choice. What's your decision? Heaven or hell? This morning, We give you an opportunity to make that choice. Is it going to be heaven or is it going to be hell? So as we sing this song, as Robin leads us in this song, and we stand, it's an opportunity to make the choice, heaven or hell. Which one, where do you want to go? Let us know as we stand and as we sing.